everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 17th episode of Power Rangers RPM entitled Prisoners, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Hidden palace.
But here are some other known targets
that could lead us to the bad guys' lair.
We want to make them all go
boom.
Bye-bye.
We want to start
with this one
right here.
It's a factory where
Venjax uses human prisoners to
manufacture and build
grinders.
How can you two be so sure?
We know because
we're prisoners there ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
We were forced to work.
Whoa.
Bearable hours under
unspeakably brutal conditions.
We want some pain.
They seem so happy. Big on explosions, though.
Their enthusiasm?
Yeah, but if there are human prisoners out there...
Then we've got to go look for them.
Look, I'm with you, but nobody is going anywhere until we have a plan.
Okay, while he
makes a plan,
we'll make
some really big
lobby stuff
to drop on that factory.
Just when you thought Ziggy was getting annoying. He's never had to use a key to open it before.
By heart.
Venjix attack bot. It infiltrated the city through a garbage chute.
What are we dealing with here, Doc?
It looks like a giant ball of yarn.
Oh, release the giant cat zord.
You're the knitting needle zord.
Knitting needles?
Well, if you're choosing a zord, man, go with an animal.
Oh, so every zord has to be an animal now, does it, Flynn?
Well, they're biomechanics. Bio meaning animal or a life force of some kind, not knitting needles, you know.
Enough! We've got work to do.
My grandmother was a...
Didn't he say something about scissors?
Garbage!
I'm confused.
And more garbage!
Guys, I don't see anything unusual.
Me neither.
Weird. You'd think a giant ball of yarn would kind of, you know, stand out.
Oh, that creeps me out.
What?
Unless it was a trap.
That's right, Ranger Black. But the whole whistling thing kind of gave it away, don't you think?
Greeting!
Sorry, guys, but that ball of yarn had me way more worried than you.
Should we tell them about the surprise?
Oh, no, don't ruin it! Let's let it be a surprise!
You just did ruin it. As soon as you said the word surprise.
Sorry, but, we came here expecting to find a big ball of yarn. What could you possibly offer that would surprise us at this point?
Surprise!
Okay,
Oh, he looks kind of sharp.
I wouldn't exactly say I was surprised.
The surprise is not that you're going to be fighting Benjix's latest creation. The surprise is that you're going to lose.
Whoa! The Sawbot Generation 15 wasn't built to destroy the city!
Or even its inhabitants!
It was built to destroy you. Any final requests?
Just one. Please, stop talking!
Once again, the two of them are fighting while the others take care of the monster. It's every time. It's weird, isn't it?
God.
Never had to before. It must be important.
Ranger Yellow, the attack bot might have a weak spot in its lower right defenses.
One way to find out.
Ranger Black.
Not so much.
Learning and adapting to your every move. You must cease all attacks. Repeat, cease all attacks.
Cease all attacks? Then what are we supposed
Wait, what?
To do?
You're supposed to be destroyed. I mean, duh.
Even I knew that one.
Well, are they just gonna overpower it?
Stay our welcome.
They blew
themselves up! Yeah.
No, they're gone.
Doc K, we've lost them.
Not to worry, Rangers. Based on these schematics, that attack bot was designed to do one thing. Learn your moves. And that means one thing can be certain. It will be back.
Can you explain something to me? Why does Scott have to use his phone to talk to her? And oh, I guess they can hear, but they can't talk to her through the helmets? I'm not sure.
Now, is that cinnamon I smell?
Oh, that's not pancake batter.
Silly, it's neutronic.
Detonating putty.
That's disgusting.
Detonating putty. That doesn't wake you up, nothing will.
Good work!
Dylan!
That tune.
Like it? Join it.
Come with us if you like.
Just tell me where you heard it.
Oh, we heard it.
In the factory.
The Vengix factory. You mean the one you were telling us about earlier?
Yes, we shared a
cell next to a girl
who was always
humming that tune.
So now when we were,
we hum it
too.
This girl, what did she look like?
Ooh.
We never saw
her. We just talked
to her through a
teeny tiny crack
in the wall.
She was so nice.
She told us the song
came from an old family heirloom
carried by
her brother.
Like this?
Wow.
Does that mean
that you're
her brother?
Her name. Tell me her name.
Nobody in the camp
used their real names.
But there was
something different. She was
inhibited in the
visual arena.
What does that mean? Was she ugly or something?
She had a severe case
of ocular impairment.
She was
blind. She was blind.
Blind.
As in
not able to see.
That must be her. And she could still be there now.
We were
planning to just
vaporize the whole thing from suborbit.
But sure, we can go
rescue your sister.
That'll be fun.
No,
stop, Dylan.
No, you don't.
Look, we need information. We need a plan of attack.
Dylan, he's right.
We just need a bit of time.
My sister may not have that kind of time.
Need I remind you that the last time you went bounding out into the wasteland to chase down your past, it was all a Vengix trap. How do you know if any of these memory fragments are real?
This is real. Jem and Gemma are real. My sister must be real too.
Got a point, I guess.
I don't know, Scott. Taking the spark plugs out of Dylan's car, is that really necessary?
Come on, Flynn. There's no way I'm letting Dylan go racing off into the wasteland against my orders. Can you just do it before he gets any bright ideas?
Might be a bit late for that.
I think he already got his ideas.
We gotta go after him.
If he's that big into the... Oh, did he take their spark plugs?
We seem to be missing our spark plugs.
Yep. It just goes to show you how much
Oh, Ziggy's with them. Oh.
You didn't even know your own name.
Still don't.
Yeah, or where you were from.
Still don't.
I still don't know where I'm from. Or where you were going. You know, don't know that either. Okay, I'm trying to explore the concept of change, and it would help me if you would work with me here.
No, I mean, I think we took a wrong turn. Check the directions.
Well, I don't think I can make sense of this map Gem and Gemma drew for us. Is the rainbow a road? but the unicorn, I can't guess.
Grinders!
Yeah, we'll drive!
Too late. Bail!
Why is it too late? I wonder if their different fighting techniques are actually because they're thinking about how they would be fighting, or their abilities in the stunt fighting stuff. For example, Dylan has brute strength, but he's also got a bunch of machinery in him, so that makes it easier for him to fight like that. Ziggy has to be a little more fancy, but he's also little. Hey, help is on the way. Ooh, a rider kick.
Summer. That was nice.
I think we're supposed to be headed in the direction the unicorn horns are pointed, under the rainbow.
Oh, and I call front seat.
Not fair.
Okay.
Gem and Gemma left me this note. Hey, Dr. K.
That's a butterfly.
On a super secret, super fun mission. Don't wait up. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug, friends forever.
How about that?
I like how she smiles at it.
No, I'm good.
Oh, good. So only two rangers are left.
I'm downloading the readings to you now.
The rangers who left might be the lucky ones. Sawbot has just been detected inside the city perimeter.
What a day.
Well, he was in the city before, right?
Gem and Gemma were telling the truth, but now what?
We get in there, we find her.
Oh yeah, sure, but how?
The workers. We blend.
Right.
Fortunately, they just happened to find three suits that no one's wearing. What? And they're all gonna fit real well, right? Yeah, pretty well, yeah.
The grinder robots must be programmed to look west every 26 seconds.
See, now that's what I love about robots. Very consistent.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, this is pretty cool.
There might be records, files, information on the prisoners.
But what are Jim and Gemma doing? Is the question.
Okay. We're gonna need a distraction. And I get the feeling that distraction is gonna be me, isn't it? Thought so? Fine. I'll get their attention.
Remember, not too much attention.
Keep it low key. Hey, you're talking to Mr. Finesse, alright? So just leave it.
That's fun. Well, that worked. What is this?
How's this supposed to work?
There's no keyboard. Let's try plugging in. It's moving too fast.
Not for me.
How are you reading that?
I'm a machine.
Not yet, you're not.
There. It's a record of all the factory prisoners. My sister has to be in here somewhere. She has to be.
Yeah, but you don't know her name.
Mr. Finesse.
Oh, don't... You had to know it was too good to be true, right?
They're not just making grinders here. Is an intruder alarm?
Wait, there was a girl here. A blind girl. I'll bring you up her information now.
And now he's going to be angry and take it out on the grinders, right?
It was here. She was right here.
Dylan, we have to go. But I'm gonna take out as many of these tin cans as I can.
I like your style.
The intruders! They're getting away!
Shadow puppets?
Shadow puppets. Gets them every time.
He did say it was one of his, you know, great characteristics.
Little help here?
Come on, get off.
So meanwhile, Scott and Flynn are just getting their butts handed to them, right?
It's Dr. Kane, Flynn.
I'm trying, but it's jamming me.
Ranger Red, use Formation Delta.
And Scott. Benjek sent the Sawbot into the city after them.
They're fighting them along without us?
Not for long.
Wait, how do you know that?
Factory computer told me.
Well, for your kicking, not his kicking.
You try that, Doc.
Looks like it's
boom time, Dr. K. Roger that, Gem and Gemma. You're a go for boom time.
You're a go for boom time. Nice.
Laser!
Well, that worked. Just in time for the other guys to show up. Hey, it's raining! So will it be raining in the Zord fight, or is it going to be like a bright sunny day? Oh, sweet. Sunny day!
I want a flying chicken zone.
You're welcome!
Look, Dylan, you can't just go running off like that. There are rules for a reason. Look, you know what you've got?
A sister. I have a sister.
I was gonna go with attitude problem, but... All right, I hear you.
I need to go back there, you know.
I'm afraid we all have to go back there. We have no choice. We have to get to that factory and destroy it immediately. This was downloaded from the factory control room. It's what Benjex is really building.
But was it?
It looks like a giant blimp.
That blimp has enough firepower to blast through the dome and level the city. This isn't an attack bot at all. It's a doomsday machine.
Looks like a plane. Huh. Well, that's not good. All right, so we have a continuation unofficially. So that was fun. Let's see. What were Jim and Jimma doing the whole time? Scott and Flynn were getting their butts kicked by the Saw monster or Saw robot. What were the other two doing? Busy making their putty, I guess? I don't know. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time out. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 18th episode of Power Rangers RPM entitled Belly of the Beast. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.